The next tunes we're going to learn are easy. It's just a matter of remembering them. So we have, basically we have 1, 2, 3, 4 signs that have the same tune. The only thing is that there are almost identical signs that have a different tune. So you just have to remember them. The tune, you heard me say it, it goes, ba-ba-bam. It's a pause. It's a tune that leads into a pause. Ba-ba-bam, pazel, azla, mapach, shalshelet. Now we'll see where these tunes are. We have 4 signs that make these tunes. So let's turn back to Ashrei. We'll turn back to chapter 145. That's a chapter we're familiar with. And we'll see where some of these show up. Look at Lamed, Lehodia. You see that? That's called a mapach legarme. Now, that has the tune Lehodia. The reason is because it has a line after it. You see the arrow under the Dalet? That's a mapach. If that would not have that line between Lehodia and Livne, if it would not have that mafsik, if it didn't have that, then it would be a mapach, then it would be a lead-in. Lehodia livnei ha'adam. That's how it would be read. Being that it has that line, that changes the mapach to be a mapach legarmei, and then it's a standalone. It connotes a pause. Lehodia livnei ha'adam gevurotav. So that's the tune. Pa-pa-pam, Lehodia. Now let's look at the next chapter, Kuf Mem Vav. You see the word Haleluka? The sign on top of that word, how would you describe that sign? It's called a Pazer. That sign also connotes a pause. Haleluka. It's the same tune. Haleluka. Halelin Nafshi. Let's go down 3 psukim. You see in the middle of the pasuk, Beven Adam. Mm-hmm. You see that squiggly on top of the Dalid? That's called a Shalshelet Gedola. Again, if you had the identical note without the mafsik, without that line between Adam and She'en, so then it would be a lead-in. Then it would be Beven Adam, She'en, Lo. Yeah, it would be a lead-in. Being that it has that line, that's called a Shalshelet Gedola. And that's read as Beven Adam. Beven Adam. Let's go down 3-4 psukim. You see the word Oseh? That's again a Mapach Legarme because it has the line. Oseh Shamaim Va'aretz. Next pasuk, Oseh Mishpat. That again is called an azla legarme. If it didn't have the line in between, then that would be a lead-in. Then it would be a regular azla. Then it would be read as ose mishpat la'ashukim. But like this, it's read as ose mishpat la'ashukim. Next pasuk again, Hashem. It's a mapach legarme. Next pasuk again, Hashem, because the mapach has a line after it. Next pasuk again, you have an azla legarmei, Yimloch Hashem le'olam. So what we learned today are really 8 tunes, because you learned the shalshelet gdola, right? That's when you have that squiggly line on top. If you have a line after it, then it's a pause. Shalshelet gedola. If you don't have the line in front of it, it's a shalshelet ktana. Then it's a regular lead-in. Shalshelet ktana. It's a lead-in. We learned the pazel. That's the first word of this chapter, of chapter 146. Hallelujah. We learned the Azla Legarme. That's what we had over here at the end of the chapter. Yimloch Hashem. So if you have that line after it, then it's a break. If you don't have that line, it's a regular Azla, then it's a lead-in. And we also learned the Mapach Legarme. When you see that arrow underneath, if you have a line after it, so that's Hashem. If you don't have the line after it, that's a regular Mapach, and that's a lead-in. And with that, we've basically finished almost every tune in Tehillim. We just have two more things to learn. One is if you have a munach on top of the word, so that's the same as a munach on bottom of the word. So that's easy. And the other one we'll learn Bezat Shem next time. So now you just have to review, because you've learned everything. You have one more tune, and that is how we finish a pasuk, but everything else we've covered.